The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is King.
I'm Frank.
I'm Sean.
I'm Bandit.
And today, guys, we got some really good beers, and it's been a while since we've been on. I know, like we always say in the industry, our zippers got stuck. You know, that's why it took us so long to get out of the restroom.
Who the hell says that?
A lot of celebrities. I read it on TMI, not TMZ, because right. We're not affiliated with them.
Right.
ChilloverRadio.net allowed us to be here graciously one more time. Today's episode 40.
Wow.
We've been doing this for how long? It's been a long time. And so let's kind of go around the room a little bit. If you guys know the show, we always ask everybody, how's everybody been? And don't mind the dog, guys. We're very abusive, so it's fine. Today's dog has been brought to you by Barkity Barkity Bark Barks, a subsidiary out of New Jersey, right? That's from your hometown, right?
No.
Hoboken, New Jersey?
No, it's not.
Hoboken, New Jersey?
I know what you're talking about.
All right, fair enough. So we're going to start off with Bandit. Bandit, how are you doing today? Anything interesting happened to you today?
Doing wonderful. Just work as usual and enjoy myself coming over here to talk about beer with you.
Fantastic. What about you, Sean?
Still working. Hey, since this is episode 40, are we going to drink a 40?
You know what? We are completely out of 40 ounces.
Well, I guess then we'll just have to do what's
32,
here.
I got 32 ounces.
Okay. Well, we'll do what's here.
Yeah, fair enough. We got a 22 ounce. I see we have a bomber here. And Frank, how about you, bud?
Well, today is the last day of school, thank God.
Nice.
So it's summertime. My summer's short this year, but I'm trying to make the most of it.
Lucky for you, but we got kids at home, and that means they're with us now.
Oh, I got kids at home.
Better
also.
Than when they were with you.
No. Share the love, man.
Fair enough. You know what?
Good How job. Are you, Key? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Got done with my surgery. We just did a 48-hour scope recently. Raised enough money to finally get our brew equipment. Woo-hoo! And finally go to the next level. I mean, we went one level. We were reviewing stuff for YouTube. Then we went live. Then we went podcast. Now we're actually going to be business.
Big time.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel good. I'm ready.
How about you two gentlemen? How do you guys feel about the accomplishment that has been set forth since the moment that you guys have ever known us to the part where we're at right now as far as what we've acquired?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, Key. I mean, it just shows, this past weekend just shows the level of support you guys have. So it was a huge testament to what you guys are doing. So, I mean, it was really good. I was glad to take part in it, be down there with you.
Oh, man, it was an honor.
It was an awesome event. For those of you that weren't able to make it, you really missed out. Great time.
Absolutely. We would normally have some sounds, but we didn't have room on the table. There's a lot of people here. All right, so let's get down to the beer. Wait, was there anything else anyone else wanted to add in right now?
Looking forward to trying all the new beers that you guys are going to be brewing.
Fair enough. And Frank, if you're ready, man, let's talk about the beers that we got on today's show.
All right. We've got a West Coast India Pale Ale from Tappet Brewing Company. We've got Obsidian Stout from Deschutes. From Uinta, we've got Rise and Pine Hoppy Dark Ale. And from Barrier Brewing, we've got Rip Rap, something Porter. I can't really see it right now, but
Baltic Porter.
Baltic Porter.
That's okay. All right. That's okay. All right. So here's the question, Mr. Bandit, since you're new on the show. Out of all these beers, which one of the four are you really, really looking forward to?
I think the Barrier Brewing.
Okay.
That's a little bit different style that I haven't tasted. So looking forward to opening this one, doing a review on it.
All right, so we'll leave that for dessert. And Sean, which one are you least looking forward to out of the four? And that'll just, we'll do that one and get that other one.
Okay, least. Probably the Deschutes Obsidian.
Fantastic. All right, guys, we'll be right back with Deschutes.
Today's show has been brought to you by Donkey Punch because Bandit said it. Hey guys, we're all back. I didn't mean to turn the recording mic right back on, but you know what? Bandit is a dirty bastard. And we love him for that. All right, Frank, what's the first bit we're going to do right now to get this show started off?
All right, from Deschutes, this is called Obsidian Stout. It's obviously a stout. These guys are out of
Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
All up in there.
This is a 12-ounce bottle, and it is 6.4% ABV. You want more information on these guys, it's www.deschutes, DESCHUTES brewery.com.
Fair enough. All right, guys. So, you guys ever had Deschutes at all?
Yes. No, I have not.
What have you liked about Deschutes? Is there anything you can remember, recall, that you could remember by those guys?
It's okay. I don't think I've ever been really overly thrilled by their offerings, but I mean, it's not. Okay. Terrible.
Right. Fair enough. So right now, Frank is moving it around. It's got a nice dark color to it, as most stouts would be.
Coffee.
Yep, definitely coffee color. Frank is pouring that very, very well. And hold on, I'm going to share some of mine to our guest over here. I'm going to pour a little extra in there.
Sorry, folks. It was a small bottle.
That's all right. There we go. I, for one, have already had this one before. All right, so let's go ahead and get down to the smell. Again, we can only talk about the color so many times on podcasting is really nothing more. Everything pretty much is pretty much the same, unless it has something spectacular like, oh my God, there's a coffee bean floating in it, but they're not. So right. We're going to go ahead and do that, guys. So cheers to the smell. Clink. To the what?
Clinkity clink.
Yeah, oh, yeah, clink, clink, clink. So we're going to start off with Bandit. Bandit, what do you smell, my good sir?
From most of the stouts I've done with you, it's very similar. It's kind of the chocolate coffee type smell that I get from it.
Okay, smell any booze on in there?
Yeah, a little bit. Is it a barreled beer? Is it an aged barrel? Do you know?
Nope. It's just a regular stout. Yep. Nope. Just a regular stout, brother. How about you, Mr. Sean?
Get a real dark roast coffee, chocolate, maybe like a caramely sweetness in it as well. And, you know, I haven't tasted it yet, but it just smells sticky.
All right. And Frank?
Yeah, I'll agree with what these guys have said about chocolate and the coffee. I'm smelling booze, though. Seriously boozy.
Yeah.
Which is odd because it's only 6.4%. But to me, it's coming across almost as this. If it's a barrel-aged stout. So it's got some smokiness to it, but definitely boozy.
You guys are all correct. 6.4, that booze is coming out. You wouldn't expect it for such a low ABV. A lot of presence that's going on here is the chocolate on top of the coffee, more of a espresso, more of like a frap or a mocha, but more dark roasted. Very, very roasted notes here. And you guys are all right. It's very strange. There's a woodsy presence. And it honestly shouldn't be. But I'm gonna go ahead and chalk that up to being over roasted as far as like roasted coffee, maybe the roasted malt that they're using, maybe a chocolate roasted malt or whatever. Just like everything's just extra roasted and you're getting that smoke. Sorry, guys. Let's go ahead. Clickety clank to the taste. No, but not boozy. I can tell you that. Not boozy, but still woodsy. A little bit of smoke, but a lot of coffee, a lot of bean. And then it's definitely dark chocolate or baker's chocolate. It's almost like flavorless
cocoa.
Chocolate. Yeah, that
cocoa
grit.
Type flavor.
Yeah. It's also extremely wet. It's watery, so I could definitely see this on a hot day, definitely, or a hot evening. Room temperature, I don't know. I think I'd probably like this cold. I think the flavor a little washed out. We'll start with Frank. We'll go back all the way to Bandit.
Yeah, I agree with you that it's a little washed out. It is a little watery. I'm getting more drying at the end, though, and I think it's from that coffee grit. It's got a sweetness to it, which is pretty good. I'm still tasting the booze.
Really?
Yeah, maybe because it's in my nose right now, but it's still coming through a little bit. Not as much as it did in the aroma, but I'm definitely tasting more of a little tiny little bit of a booze hit.
Right.
Almost as if it was bourbon barrel.
I think it would be better if it was. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, all I'm really getting is that espresso coffee, the dark chocolate. I agree with Frank. It is very drying on the end. I'm not picking up the booze as much, but there is a caramely sweetness right towards the middle, and then it just fades off to a nice bitter dry finish.
Perfect. Mr. Bandit.
I get the cocoa flavor, obviously, like we talked about. So the cocoa, it's what I'm surprised about is there's not an aftertaste to it. My palate seems cleaner. I've tasted it. So it's, to me, I think it's very smooth, with kind of a cocoa-y, roasted cocoa type taste.
Fair enough. All right, guys, so let's get down to the grade. We'll start off with Sean. What do you got for these guys?
I'll give this one a 3. It's middle road as far as stouts go. I've had some that are far better, but, you know, it does have all the basic elements that you would expect from a stout with the coffee and the chocolate flavors. So, you know, right about middle of the road 3.
Nothing wrong with that. How about you, Bandit?
I'd say a 3.5. It's a little bit smoother than some of the stouts that I've had. I wish it had a little bit more flavor, though, to it that kind of lingered, but I'd say a 3.5.
Frank?
I'm going to go 3.75 on this. I think this, I mean, I agree with what everybody's saying. I think that I would like to sit at their tap room, probably put maybe 4 or 5 of these back.
Oh, absolutely. For me, I'm going to hit it with since we're in that margin of in the 3s, I'll go a 3.7, kind of stay below Frank here. What I like about it is that booze presence. You know, I'm a high ABV fanatic. The barreled age aspect, that is pretty cool. And it doesn't say anything on the bottle. I was kind of glancing over. It doesn't say anything about it being aged at all. But for me, I think it could be a little thicker, be a little bit more flavorful where it pops. And at room temperature, it's just a little too washed out for me. So if you're looking for those sort of things that we were describing, this beer is for you. All right, guys, we're going to move on to the next beer. We'll see you in just a moment. All right, guys, we're back. So far, Bandit, how are you enjoying your time right now on the show?
Loving it. Loving it. Good beer, good people. Happy to be here.
Fair enough. All right, so we're going to do the next beer, ladies and gentlemen. Cool thing about this next beer is it's the next beer. Frank, what do you got?
From Uinta Brewing out of Salt Lake City, Utah, this is called Rising Pine Hoppy Dark Ale. 7.5% ABV, almost missed it. If you want more information on these guys, it's Uinta, UINTA Brewing.com.
Fair enough. What I like about Uinta's bottles are there's a compass on it around after the neck of the bottle where it flanges out. There's actual compass on it.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. They're all about the outdoorsy lifestyle. They're about, you know, that almost not like a tree-hugging hippie lifestyle, but just a camper going to the mountains type shit. So, anybody ever had Uinta here at the table?
I haven't. I'm actually surprised that there's a brewery in Salt Lake, to be honest with you.
Quite a few.
Yeah, there's really? About, I believe there's 10. There's quite a few of them. Yeah. We're actually really partial to a few of them that have been really great supporters of the show. And
nice.
I mean, we'll bring their names up on another note, but because right now it's about Uinta.
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and share that lovely bottle here.
I poured it right this time.
Yes, you did. It's
good.
Good. A little bit right there. Yeah. We'll save a little bit of there if anybody wants that. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to the smell. Yeah, yeah. That is.
It's not what you expect.
No. Okay, it smells like licorice to me, like red rope licorice.
Red rope?
Red rope licorice, yeah. It's very sweet. But then there's there's some of that pine, but I'm not even gonna lie, it smells like candy. It really does. Red rope theater licorice, it's weird. But if you get past that, it smells piney. A lot of hops going on. But right off the bat, boom, licorice. Anybody else can jump in anytime you want.
I'm gonna don't think I'm weird, I don't have any type of foot fetish, but smells like feet. I don't know why, but
can we kind of pinpoint that foot fetish? Is it what's yeah. what nationality is this foot?
That's why I'm throwing it out there. Foot fetish.
But what's the nationality
of what
of the foot?
Oh,
is it Asian?
Middle Eastern.
Oh, this is Middle Eastern foot.
Middle Eastern. Got a little spicy to it.
Yeah. A little spice to it.
Yeah,
curry.
Curry foot. Mahab are you all time?
Yeah, but there's definitely a funk to it. There's no doubt about it. Bandit's got that one right on the nose.
Yeah, it's a very odd, very odd scent. Not something that you would, I would pick up by the label for sure.
Right. What about you, Mr. Sean?
Yeah, I mean, totally candy sweet. I don't know about the Red Robe Licorice because it's just, it's more towards like a overcooked caramel to me. Like a really well dark and then a little bit of some sort of funky notes.
Well, so, we saw what was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, cheaters.
So we're not going to mention it.
No, we're not going to mention it.
We'll mention it at the end.
But it's kind of like a hybrid. So if you will with this, it's a dark ale and an IPA.
Yeah.
Even though IPAs are Indian pills, but they're two different categories. This is a, I would say, a hybrid. But yeah, we kind of saw the name and now it explains the funk and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But everybody here is 100% right. But Frank, what did you get off your fragrance?
There's definitely a sweetness to it, but it's also super, super piney. Sticky, resiny, oily. It's like being in the Northwest.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's get down to the taste and I hope it tastes like what we read. We'll All see. Right, cheers. Clickety clink clink. I got both. I got both. Yep. Ugh. It's drying as fuck. This thing is super drying, very molasses, brown sugar notes, plant, thrush, botanical, nectar, and that thing that we read. So we can't really say what it is right now, but I'll explain it when it's time. So anybody else want to jump on in? Dive right on in.
I'm getting kind of the same thing, the caramel. Like a woodsy type flavor and very drying. Nothing that kind of jumps out at me as, oh my God, I taste this or I taste that. It's just a kind of a blend of several different things.
Absolutely. What about you, Mr. Sean Diggity?
Okay. There's something in here. There's a flavor I am picking up and you guys know what it is. I cannot
we'll describe name it. It's
some sort of spice. I know. There's
Keep going.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is.
It's a spice, all right.
But it's definitely in there with the wood and it's almost like good.
It's familiar.
It's familiar, but I can't pick it out.
I'll say a name in a moment and then you'll figure
it out. Yeah. And then I'm going to go, oh, that's Frank. It.
Knowing what we know, it's there. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
So it's great.
It almost tastes like something else that I like.
Yep.
But I think it's a really interesting beer. It's got some decent sweetness to it. It's also bitter as hell. So it's kind of a paradox. And it's juicy. It's oily and resiny and really, really piney and it's dry as hell at the end.
Yeah, the one thing you guys can learn from Uintah is they're kind of like sitting in the back of the cut of the beer world. And they don't really boast about their stuff. They're not, you know, they're not out there in your face. They expect you, when you find them, you come home. So every Uintah I've ever had, they're surprisingly great. Now, I'm going to say one thing and see if the other two gentlemen will get it. Has anyone ever had gin and tonic?
Oh, is it? Yeah. Is it? Is
it's made with juniper berries.
No. Yeah, I was like, I know this flavor.
So if you ever had a gin and tonic,
yeah,
that's where the sweetness comes in from your quinine. And then that spice comes from the juniper. So that's where that spice was coming
from. Yeah, I was like, I know this flavor. It's right there. And it's juniper.
It tastes like an IPA and a gin and tonic. The juniper that they're using, even if it's not the berry, they could have used the limbs and the plant, just threw juniper in there and let it roll. I think it's the beer and then the juniper because it's the drying aspect on it. But that's secondary when it comes to this particular beer. This is what the greatest thing why me and Frank wanted to start making beer is there. You never know what you can make. But you can make it. It doesn't really matter. You just grab that, this, and the third, put it together, and you'd be surprised what you can make. Somebody will love it. And when you put juniper with pine and hops, you got this weird concoction, and you go, ah, it's a little familiar now. So anybody else want to weigh in on this particular beer before we get out of here on it?
No, I'm good.
No, that's pretty darn good.
All right, Mr. Bandit, let's start with you, brother. What do you rate
this? I'm going to stick with the 3.5 just because of the funky smell at the beginning. Still kind of got to me, but I'd say a 3.5.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of gin, so I'm going to give this one 4 or 5. I think it's, I mean, the way they blended that in with the hops, it works really well together, and I never had thought of that before. Right. So you got to, you know, give it up to Uintah for thinking of that combination.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give it a 4 or 5 also, because it's interesting. It's got a great taste to it. It's something that you don't see every that mix of that IPA flavor along with the juniper berries, it's as if you took maybe a shot of gin in your beer, which is really odd, but I'm sure someone's done it.
No, absolutely. It's probably where it was inspired from. Who knows how this was inspired?
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, I'm going to hit it with a 4. I personally would want it to be more aggressive. I would love to see this as a double barrel aged or higher ABV, either or This would have been great as a barley wine. Maybe take this as a barley wine or add a little more smoke. But it's well above average.
It'd be a little bit sweeter.
You think you would want it a little bit sweeter?
Yep.
Fair enough. I'll take that. I enjoy this very much. This definitely could be one of my daily six beers. Something I can sip on right after work and then let it warm up. You get all the great things that this beer promises. And I'm very happy that I'm glad we got to try it. And the cool part is I'm glad we were able to share this with everybody.
Yeah.
That's always a great thing. Sorry, guys. We're going to go ahead and we'll be back after our first commercial, which is presented to you by Rev Winery. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this.
You have one new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's Freeway Close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning back, man. What did you guys feel about that commercial?
That was awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Very nice. So we're going to keep the party going. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you guys a fun fact and a term of in the beer world. So, Frank, what word did you pick for the term of the day?
Well, I'm going to put it in a sentence for you first. Okay. So you've got someone who comes in the brewery and they say, hey, Key, let me see your bong.
Oh, my bong?
So, what do you think they're talking?
Ooh, my bong? If we're going to talk about a bong, hopefully I know this. It's got to be... A bong is a cork for your barrel. Is it a rubber gasket for your... It's like a cork. It's a rubber thing that you push in the thing.
It's not always rubber.
Well, but it's a stopper.
I actually know this one from my recent research and looking at buying my first homebrew kit.
Yeah, so a bong...
Well, Bandit, let's hear what you got.
So, I believe a bong is a plastic clear piece that goes on top of a fermenter that gets filled with either... alcohol or some other type of liquid, a sanitizer or something. And as the beer ferments, the bung, which is the device, actually shows bubbles inside of it.
You're very close.
Damn.
But you're totally wrong.
No, Keith got it right.
Okay, so I'm assuming a bung is it's like a rubber gap. It's a stopper of sorts.
Stopper.
So Frank, since everyone's kind of in the area, since it's all beer related.
Right.
What is it,
Mr.? So you'd like me to describe my bung?
To be honest with you, I want you to show it to me, but we're on the radio, so they're not going to take my word for it.
All right. So a bung is the stopper in the hole in a keg or cask through which the keg or cask is filled and emptied. The hole must be referred to as a bung or bung hole.
Wonderful.
Real beer must use a wooden bung.
Wonderful.
Wooden bung.
See, so I think we were doing, I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did real good.
Nice.
My research sucks.
What you were describing is an airlock.
Oh, whoops.
That's all right. We'll get it
airlock
next time.
Airlock is word of the week next time.
All right, guys, and also your fun fact of the day. In 1814, almost 400 gallons of beer flooded several streets in London after a
400 gallons?
400,000 gallons.
There we go.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, well, let me start that over again. In 1814, almost 400,000 gallons.
Holy moly.
I know, right? flooded several streets in London after a huge vat ruptured in the parish of St. Giles.
Wow.
And yes. There was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
There was. Fucking puppies were eaten and shit. Could you imagine losing 400,000 gallons of beer?
I would cry.
Can you imagine making 400,000 gallons of beer?
I don't know. It was a sad day indeed.
Oh.
Could you imagine the smell after the sunset on it? None too fresh. All right, guys. We'll be right back with the next one. All right, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in our knowledge corner there and our wonderful commercial brought to us by Rev Winery. Really do appreciate that insert. All right, guys. We're going to move on to our next beer. How's everybody feeling so far? We feeling loose? We feeling good? We're getting close to that last beer.
Ready to rock and roll.
Ready to go.
All right, Frank. You heard the gentleman. Give them what they want.
From Tappet Brewing Company, this is the West Coast India Pale Ale. Apparently, it's a medal winner at the Great American Beer Festival. I can't see when.
Let me see. Whenever you want
to. Give it to them.
Okay, it is sure. From, there is no date on here, but they are a medal winner, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So, again, these guys are from San Luis Obispo, California. This is the West Coast India Pale Ale. It is 7% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.tappetbrewing.com.
Fair enough. Thank you, Tappet, who was provided with this particular beer. They've done some really good stuff for us on the show. Huge supporters. Really great. Anybody here at the table ever had Tappet? Me and Frank's had one or two.
Yeah. No, I have not. No.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, me and Frank a while back on obsbeers.com did a few of them. I think it was two of them, I believe. Hopefully, one or two.
At least.
And pretty delicious stuff.
Pretty generous.
Yeah. Nothing disappointing, so it wasn't like, oh no, we got to do this beer. So, really nice people. I remember, Frank, remember when we first met them?
Yeah, at the Vegas Beer Fest.
And that sour?
Oh, yeah.
And I literally kept going back in line for the sour. And then eventually I try not to use, like, name drop or who we are. I actually, at some point, was behind their own thing. I was just by their barrel. I actually walked behind, cut the line. I'm obsbeers.com.
Oh, myself?
Yeah, so.
This is out of where? This is California we're at. Did it say on there?
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So
that is it. That's almost a lager color. That's really clear. Interesting.
Very super filtered. It's really nice. All right, guys. So let's get down to. Anybody else want to talk about the beautiful color of it? I mean, we can.
No, but I can smell it already.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah,
it's,
I can smell it.
Strong, 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 my nose. Rich, clickety clank to the nose.
Mm.
If you have never smelled hops in your life,
holy cow!
It is rich. It embodies the entire beer. For me, I'm already starting to salivate extra. Mm. It's causing that reaction. It's a little sour going on. So your defenses are like, oh, we're getting ready to be dried out. It's very aggressive to the nose, but sweet, sticky, polleny, piney, hops in your face. Anybody else can jump right in? I mean,
massively floral. I mean, it's putting your nose into a garden, but yeah, and then crushing some pine leaves in there.
Yeah,
Yeah, all the way aggressive. Back here. You don't even have to get your nose into it. You can get it all the way.
Yeah, this is one of the few where you haven't had to put your nose into the glass to smell it. It gets you as soon as you pick up the glass.
Absolutely. And how do you feel about that, Bandit? I mean, as far as something being so
I like
aggressive.
It. I like something. I like an aroma of something before I taste it. It gives me an expectation of how it tastes.
Wonderful. Now, if you had the place that has feet, which nationality of feet would this be?
South African. Because it smells like flowers, so I think of Sue.
Wonderful. Wow. Sue, you got a big shout out on the show. Feet steak like South Africa.
I don't get feet, but... I swear, B.O.
You get a little B.O.?
I get a little B.O., and I thought it was me at first. So
let me double check.
I gave myself a little sniff.
No, we good. Everybody. No,
I went back in for seconds, like you should when you get good B.O.
Right. Like,
and I was like, yeah, that smells like underarm.
It's pungent.
Which is not good. That B.O. part definitely turned me off. But really, really floral and citrusy. Definitely smell the grapefruit going on.
Oh, it's fucking full body grapefruit.
Even though I'm still getting BO, that's right? Like the fifth time I've smelled it, I'm still going
to
drink.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Hey, let's get this BO out of the way, guys. So cheers to the clinkity clink to the sip. Goddamn.
Holy crap. That's powerful.
That's a palate wrecker.
It's boo.
That is a palate wrecker. Now, if you guys don't know what a palate wrecker is, it should be your last beer or the only beer you drink because... Over time, this is definitely going to oversaturate with the oils. It saturates your taste buds. And basically anything else you drink or eat, you're going to be tasting the IPA. This thing is aggressive. The back finish is piney. At the same time, watery. And as you're kind of getting through it, the hang time is about 30 seconds. Anybody else want to jump in on this? Because it's all IPA every day.
Almost a little bit sour up front to me. Smooth going down. It is very a very pungent, strong type flavor, though.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, it's seriously a lot of pine citrus. And then thanks to Frank, now the aftertaste, I'm starting to get that damn BO. Thanks, Frank. I wasn't even thinking about it, but now it's like, as it finally clears past your palate, there's like that little bit in your nose. It's like hangs around and it smells like Frank's underarms.
Great. Frank.
Sorry about that. Let's see. Really, really floral. Also fruity.
Let's not forget that.
I'm more of a hophead, so I don't know if I would say this is a full-on palate wrecker. To me, it's like a little baby palate wrecker. It wants to grow up and be a total palate wrecker. But it's got some nice, piney, resiny finish. Nice and bitter. I think this is probably the best beer I've had from Tap.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Even though it smelled like underarm.
Yeah. And sometimes she's bad at a motherfucker and you pull everything off. You're like, we're just going to keep going. You know, you don't want to turn that away.
Sure.
You know, the smell, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get our grade in. Let's start with Frank. What you got on these guys?
I'm going to go 4 or 5, well above average. Like I said, I think this is the best beer I've had from Tappet. I've had a few. I like that piney, resiny flavor to it, coupled with the grapefruit. And I didn't say it, but the grapefruit is not too bitter. It's more on the sweet side. I like the finish. I like the bitter in it. It's a good beer.
Let's go with Bandit.
I'd give it a 4. I like it a little bit better than the last two. I'm an aroma and flavor type guy. The last two were a little bit, didn't have the aroma and flavor of this. This is very pungent, and I like that, and I think it has a much stronger, pronounced taste. Don't know that I would sit to drink a 6-pack of them, but I'd give it a 4.
All right, Sean?
I'm going to say a 4.3. It's, you know, it is a very good IPA. Could stand to maybe have a little bit more kick to it. You know, I'm a Frank, I'm a hophead too, and I like a really strong IPA. But this one goes down nice and easy, and it has all the little notes that you would expect from an IPA, and apparently underarm odor.
I'm going to hit it with a 4. You're right, Frank. This one is delicious out of the lineup that we've had, besides that sour. Also, what I like about it is now, again, for folks who know me, I'm not an IPA fan, but for our job's sake, we still have to consume and review these. What I like about this is, at first, it catches you off guard. But the more you drink, you start appreciating some of the grapefruit notes. You enjoy the fact that it actually is very subtle and soft, and it has this delicate part to it, which kind of washes out that aggressiveness, and the hang time is just subtle. But still, it will dry out in the back. This will probably like overtake most beers. I mean, you're right, it is a baby palate wrecker. At first, it came strong, and then after you keep, you know, you pet it, it's like a dog barking,
yeah.
And then you pet it, now it's a little bitch, and I really appreciate it. The thing for me is, this is definitely a one-timer for me, because if I'm going to drink IPAs, I need to be aggressive. I like my higher, more of, yeah, you ain't supposed to be drinking this, you give me that type of deal. So this one was really good. I enjoyed it. So what we're going to do is we're going to get on to the next beer, guys. We'll be right back.
So, Bandit.
Yes, sir.
I'm drinking this beer the other night, and all of a sudden, it's got some off flavors. And the only thing I could think of was it's got some, like, rotten, smelly, funk-ish going on. So, where could I go, other than where you might think? Where can I go to find out more information about Bunks?
I'm thinking obsbeers.com.
Obsbeers.com. Holy moly. I can get education off a beer review website?
Absolutely.
Holy smokes. In addition to thousands of beer reviews.
Beer reviews, education, probably more information about beer than you ever thought you'd find.
And information about Bunks.
Absolutely.
Thank God. Everybody needs a clean bun. Let's make sure that we get that. Go to obsbeers.com. Do your research about Bunks.
All right, guys, we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that commercial. All right, guys, so right now we're getting ready to rock and roll, but we want to give a huge shout-out to Mr. Stackin here in Las Vegas, Nevada, who provided this beer. He went out for his birthday and went to the East Coast and picked it up for the show.
Nice job.
So, all right,
nice.
Thanks very much, Stackin. We want to give you a huge shout-out for that. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and give it to the Frank. Frank, what are we doing?
From Barrier Brewing Company out of Oceanside, New York, this is Rip Rap Baltic Porter. It is 8.1% ABV. Again, they're out of Oceanside, New York. If you want more information on these guys, it's barrierbrewing.com.
Fair enough. All right, Frank's going to go ahead and open that. Now, what's interesting about the label is it's got like graffiti-style artwork on it that you would probably see like on a subway somewhere. Has anyone ever had this beer at all or heard of this brewery?
No, I've heard.
So they've been around for a while.
I don't know how long they've been around for, but it's a pretty big craft brewery back east.
Okay, okay. Well, fair enough.
You know, Stacken left the price tag on this one. It's right. Not cheap, man. He put a little bit of money into this.
Stacken's a baller.
That's why his name is Stacken.
That boy's a baller.
The funny thing is he drives that really dope, like, decked out Ford Pinto from 79.
Yeah.
Got the curtains in the back.
I know, right? Fucking horrible. I hate his car. But, you know, it's whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down into it. How excited are you guys for this particular beer? Because we saved it from last. And
I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
something too. Different.
What was the ABV on this one?
8.1.
Oh, Lord. We saved the best for last.
Yes, we did. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get our smell on. How that's your boy. Clinkity clink clink.
Smoky. Smoky. Yeah. Really smoky, like forest fire.
You definitely got your Baltic Porter aroma. Yeah, it's smoky. So we'll start off with, let's go with Bandit since he's picked this one for
last. I like it. See, obviously, the smoke. I also get a boozy scent from it.
Okay.
Maybe because of the high ABV, I don't know. But yeah, very smoky, distinct flavor. I like it a lot. This one didn't hit me in the face like the last one when I had my glass sitting on the table, but I could certainly smell it as I picked it up and brought it closer to my mouth. I love the scent of it.
That's what she said.
Foot fetish. Go ahead, Sean.
It smells the smoke really comes through. It's like a well-cured bacon almost with that smoke.
Oh, yes.
And then you get a dark roast coffee just in hiding in behind it. But, yeah, it's way smokier.
Frank-a-roon-a-do.
I agree with Sean.
Fair enough. All right. I agree with Sean, too. Damn, I'm like, this is going to be the new host of the show. Yeah, it's definitely got a smoke-cured bacon smell to it or meats. It's definitely barbecue-esque. If you've ever been around smokers, that sort of... Now, what's cool is that smoke with that booze, it actually hits you in the eyes. So it's almost like as if you opened up your grill and that smoke hits you in the face. And you're all... It's very nostalgic. I think this would be great for the summer. It's just the aromatics alone. It's like barbecue and then beer. So it's beautiful. So yeah, way to go, Sean. So all right, guys, let's go ahead and move on to the taste. Clickety clink clink. Well, now ain't that a bit of delish? Bacon.
Oh, I like it.
It tastes like bacon.
Bacon.
It does. It tastes like smoked bacon. It's beautiful.
Coffee. Right on point with the meat. That is a very distinct bacon flavor.
It's salty.
Yeah.
Salted meat.
Breakfast.
But, yeah, absolutely. Oh, this will go great with eggs.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, yeah,
make
this
some
is
right now.
it's definitely delicious. It's got a couple of porter notes, but overall, it's super smoky, gritty, real dark roasted fresh coffee, and then a little sprinkle of some cocoa powder right on top of that, or baker's chocolate or dark chocolate kind of drizzle onto the whole entire property of the beer. Watery at the same time, creamy, liquid, refreshing. The carbonation is perfect as far as porter stance is. Overall, just a stellar beer. Go ahead. Anyone else want to jump in this
dark
highlight of the day?
I picked this one out to do the last review. This is my favorite out of the four.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Have you ever had like chocolate covered bacon?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
This is what makes me think of that. It's like that just that wonderful combination of flavors, yet they put it in a beer.
You're not fat, you're big bone.
No, I'm fat, sir. No, let's not sugarcoat that like this beer. Frank, what do you think of this aspect of this cured meat?
I need to understand.
Yeah, please, you guys don't understand. So imagine if you ever had smoked pork products like bacon or something salty, like a good pork chop. This thing comes off smoky, porkish, salty, coffee, chocolate, liquid refreshing.
Yeah.
So Frank, man.
I don't know if there's much more to add to that. I mean, it's like if you took a...
Baby Jesus' hugs and Zeus' hand jobs.
No, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking more of a smoked pork chop and rubbed it with coffee.
Yeah.
And then grilled it.
And then slapped it on like Jessica Alba's butt cheeks. That's right.
Yeah.
Grilling would be, you just imagine it. I could picture having four or five of these as I'm making a steak on the grill.
Right.
Let's take it one step further.
Brisket.
This would be awesome.
I would soak this in brisket. Yeah. I would leave this in brisket for at least a week. No, leave it in the liquid for a week, then hit it in the smoker for 13 hours. It would be delicious. Man, this beer is stellar, man. Stacking, great job.
Yeah,
all right, guys, let's get down to the grade. Unfortunately, we all pretty much know the answer to this one. Go ahead, Mr. Bandit. What are you going to give it?
I'm at a 4.7 just because there's always room. I haven't hit anything that's 5. I'd give it a 4.7. It's got an awesome, awesome flavor. And I'll probably look for this beer and see if I can find it somewhere.
Fantastic. What about you, Mr. Sean?
5.
Why?
Because it really... Well, yeah, I love pork products. It really does make me think of barbecue. And I love me some barbecue. And It just, it's everything that is in that plus in a beer.
Frank, I'm going to do.
I'm going to go 5 as well. It's weird. It really is. It's weird.
I was swallowing.
5 for a weird.
Again.
It's smoky. It's porky. It's salty. It's fantastic. I want more. I almost gave it a lower grade just because it's the only bottle we have and we're not going to get it.
Well, I wish, hey, those
never
that
say
are,
never.
Hey, those that are listening to this program, if you're on the East Coast and you know this
we
particular
love you.
Brewery, please, by all means, you can contact me or Frank, Key at obsbeers.com. That's K-E-Y at obsbeers.com. Or Frank, F-R-A-N-K at obsbeers.com if you guys are able to help us get another bottle.
Or two.
Where would this be available at? Would it only
it's
be
on the East Coast.
East Coast?
Only New York type,
yeah.
Northeastern
yeah, it's on the East Coast,
region?
Yeah. This will be considered a beer trade, or you would have to build up a really good rapport with the brewery to
okay.
mail it to you. These are one
well,
of those. This is
people
this is,
on the West Coast are missing out if you ever see this. Oh. It's a, it's
yeah,
an amazing
that's
beer.
The that's the. I'm kind of glad we went into this tangent. It's kind of where why the 3-tier system sucks, because a lot of places want their beers and the big machine wants their beers because they know they're losing the fight, and you don't want the little man to take over. In reality, it's not the case. Everyone's going to drink beer. You know, one minute you're going to have good funds. You know, you just got a really good paycheck. You're going to go buy some really high-end beer or most beer that you would normally not buy. And then on those days you have a few dollars, you're going to, of course, you're still going to go buy yourself a beer you can afford. If you love beer, you only got a few dollars, you're going to go buy those couple of tall cans from, like, you know, the mainstream names because that's what you're going to afford. And then when you got your money right, then you're going to go and get that higher-end beer. And I don't understand why they don't share that love, because I would do that. If everybody was cool, I'd be like, you know, today's a Budweiser day. We're going to hang out on Periscope. Hey, this is a Budweiser day. We're just kicking it. But it's not the case, so we've got to fight for the things that we enjoy. And this is just one of those breweries.
Yeah, this is an amazing beer.
So with that said, guys, I'm going to hit it with a 5. Nothing like it on this earth. And thanks to Sean still on the show on this one. Pork products all day. Guys, you don't understand.
So porky.
It's literally, it's pork belly, bacon, it's pork chop smothered in that smoke. And then it's salty, but not like, oh man, you're going to retain water. It just has this great porky, bacony deliciousness to it, coffee, then a little touch of chocolate, and it's just really, really down the earth and delicious. So with that said, cheers, and we're going to be right back with our 2 for the road.
Thanks, Stackin.
Yeah, thank you, Stack.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, guys, and unfortunately, we're all done. If you're having way too much fun, please head over to obsbeers.com. That's where all the fun happens in our after party. And if not, just tune in next time, and we'll be here for you. So right now, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the show. It's called 2 for the Road. And basically, this is where shit gets out of control. And we're allowed to ask everybody here at the table, there's 4 of us, so it's 8 questions total, but you cannot repeat the same question. So we'll go ahead and me, Sean, and Frank actually know how to play this band. It's going to be with this. So we'll start off with Bandit. Out of all 3 of us, Bandit, you can ask us any question you want. But ask me one person, and it has to include the 4 beers that we've done tonight on the show. So are we in agreement to that?
4 beers. I want to make sure I understand. So I ask 2 questions. It has to be in some relation to the beers.
4 beers, but you can only ask 1 question at a time. So you're going to pick whoever you want. Okay. Ask 1 question, and it's their turn. And it's like basically batting it around the table.
Okay. So, Frank,
yeah, hi.
I'll start with you.
Sure.
Which of these beers, if you had to do another ladyboy in your life,
yeah,
which of these beers do you think would get you drunk enough to do it?
Good question.
Quick
Frank.
Enough. If you had 10 minutes, let me rephrase.
Sure.
If you had 10 minutes to drink before you did another ladyboy.
Right.
Thought you were off the wagon, bro.
10 minutes. What beer would get you drunk enough, find pleasure in that?
I can only drink one of them.
Only one.
Hurry up, Frank. She's getting hard.
Let's see. I think I would go for the Rising Pine from Winton.
Hitting.
The lowest. Well, that's interesting. The lowest ABV. Wow.
Actually, it's 7.5. That'll do.
I was teasing.
And that will do, my friend.
Why would you put the Rising Pine written down?
Because I'm hoping the Juniper will have more of a gin-like effect on me, and I'll be able to forget.
Fantastic. All right, so now it's Frank's turn.
Is that how it works?
Yep, yeah. Yep. So, and then also, the thing is, when we ask them that, they have to give you a reason why. All right, Frank, it's up to you, bud.
Okay, so Keith.
What did you?
After live streaming in a very hot attic of a bar for 48 hours.
I think I've been there.
Which of these beers are you going to use to wash out your dirty bottle?
Oh, that's a good one.
Of course.
Okay, fair enough. Now, while I'm rinsing out the dirty bottle, am I allowed to partake in sipping?
How do you bung?
Yeah.
I suppose it's your bung. I suppose you can do whatever you want to.
I'm going to have to do the the riprap.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to wash out a bug, you might as well saturate that in some pork product. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah, I guess so.
Full body, and that salt is a great, great way to get that, oh, burn that flavor out to a bung.
Salt fat.
Oh, I know, I love it. Mm. Matter of fact, probably reduce it down, throw a powder and rub it on the bong and lick the bong.
Right.
You know, if you guys don't know the bong, you guys are listening to the term of the day.
You think I'm talking about assholes?
No, I'm trying to make sure that someone's like, wow, they're still on
the
butts.
It's a family show.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about it.
We're just really bung focused.
Starfish.
Bung focused. No brown eye winkins here.
No.
Fair enough. All right, so Sean.
Yes, sir.
Out of all four of these beers.
Yes, sir.
Based upon the labels,
okay,
which one are you going to do a hate crime with?
Ooh, hate. Yeah, well, that's tough. With the labels?
Do you really need a label to do hate crime?
I don't know. Do I need a label? That's the question. I'm going to say Riprap because, you know, he's evil looking and there's lightning striking in the background and he's, you know, going in the ocean. So he's got a lot of power and aggression. And yeah, so if you're going to, you know, beat up a minority or something, that's the beer label you want to have with you.
White privilege.
Which is a real thing, unfortunately. All right, fair enough. All right, so
my first question is to Frank.
Yeah.
Since you were bringing up BO, besides the tap it, what other beers have you had that remind you of your own armpit stain?
Well, we're kind of going off topic here.
Oh, well, I'm saying it's all talking about the beer.
Yeah.
Right? It is.
Well, we're way off topic.
But I'll answer it anyway. You know what? I can't really pinpoint anything that truly reminded me of BO, that West Coast India Pale Ale. And tap it, I'm not slamming your beer. It actually was really, really good. So I'm not sure. I mean, I've had...
Like, how many weeks of not showering BO?
I think it's more of a mild case of BO.
Okay.
Something like, you forgot to put the deodorant on the morning. Now it's the end of the day.
So just midday.
Yeah, you've been lifting boxes and stuff. You've worked up a good sweat.
Close.
So, it's a little swampy, a little bit. But again, I'm not sure. I think anything else I'm presenting.
So, Bandit, Frank Tyler, you know what he asked Frank? He's out of his two questions. So, that's what that means.
Oh, so he's
you
done.
Asked him and he asked. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, okay.
He's out. So, as far as playing, Frank's going to throw one out to somebody who.
Bandit?
Yes, sir.
What do you think those people are doing on the Uinta model? Can you describe it for the crowd?
It's looks like a log cabin with snow on top, woods background, nice porch on the front, moonlit room. I can only assume it's a male and female because it's just a silhouette of two people. I'm thinking the guy's smiling a little bit. From what I can tell, there's a small opening by his mouth, so it almost gives me the impression he might be getting a hand job.
Ah, nice.
The road or rising pine. Maybe he's getting a rise in the pines.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a whole new connotation on the label. I'm just kind of throwing it out there. That's kind of the scene that I get. The
tree is growing.
That was insightful.
Wonder you been it. My dick's hard.
Picture. Next time you go up to the, any women out there, next time you go up to the woods, give me a call.
Absolutely. All right, Bandit. So the only people left is Sean and me.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
So, Keith.
What did you?
There is an ancient Chinese secret.
Love this shit.
If you're going down on a woman and you have a bottle of champagne handy,
yes,
you can actually use that champagne to stimulate her nether region.
Oh, I love nether region.
If you had to replace that with one of these beers, which do you think would be your favorite beer?
Oh, Rip Raff.
Rip Raff?
Put a little smoke, salt, taste to it. I mean, I gotta be down there, buddy. A
little pork on the snizz?
Pour a little pork on the snizz, I'll be honest with you. I mean, smoky, fucking...
We all know what snizz smells like, you know, whether it's clean or dirty.
Throw a little rip wrap on it. So, absolutely, that's the one I'm gonna go with. All right, so I've got Bandit and I've got Sean. You know what? I'm gonna hit Sean, and then that way you give the last question, Mr. Bandit.
Okay.
Sean.
Yes.
All four of these bottles here, okay? It's a dark, stormy night.
Mm-hmm.
Just realize the killer's in your house, but the killer's your son.
Oh.
It's life or death, and you know that you're going to have to put him down. What's the beer you slam to finish the job?
Oh, good lord.
This is kind of like the Purge a little bit.
All right, which one had the highest ABV? Was that the riprap again? Yeah, I think that ended up being the riprap again because that was 8.1. So I'm going to make sure that I ain't sober for that. Because right. And I'll probably be closing my eyes before I pull the
trigger. Don't do it, Daddy.
Don't do it, Daddy.
Don't do it. That's funny. All right, fair enough.
All right, so goes one last question. Bandit. Yeah, you think of these things beforehand.
Yes, I always smell the woman that smelled like you.
Have you?
I'll just throw that out there.
He's been to dirty places that most men would not go with good
money. I've been stationed
so, in places. So, you know, I feel that we've kind of left the shoots out of the loop here. So, I'm going to say, with the Obsidian Stout, because they haven't been picked on yet, how many of those do you think it would take to get you drunk enough to screw your sister?
Good question.
Wow.
Like, blow it out to
yeah,
like,
I mean, full really, on like, how many do you think these need?
And she's aware that you are her brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Considering my sister passed away last year from suicide.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to make you feel like shit. For asking a question like that. I would have to say at least 20 to the point where I was almost a pass out, because that's probably, I think that's the lowest of the ABDs that we'd have.
So
it would take many, 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 many. So I'm thinking 20 to the point where I almost fell asleep, or I fell asleep and she could do her thing.
True.
Yeah, it'd be a whole lot.
Jerks. Beautiful. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We want to appreciate everyone for listening in. Bottle Squad, thank you for listening in. If you guys want to check us out doing live beer reviews, head over to Periscope, and our handle is at OBS Beers. Head over to obsbeers.com for everything else. Bandit and Sean, definitely want to say thank you guys for being here. I want to thank the Sellies for being in our audience, hanging out. That's another thing we want to let you guys know. If you're in the Las Vegas area, please contact me or Frank. You're more than welcome to come in and sit on our podcast. Maybe you can be a part of the show. Anybody else want to say anything? Frank, anything? Anybody?
Keep your bung clean.
Yeah, scrub your bung.
Appreciate the beers coming in. That gives you guys the ability to reveal them.
Fair enough. So with that said, guys, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, guys, and no, that was not made that way to be distorted. They did that show. Check you guys later. Bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.